This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Bozell, you said it was humiliating for your children to say that you were a servant. Was that? Did I hear that right?
Oh, yes. My son had remarked on that when we had the party for his mother and that.
Stephen Bozell joins me. Mr. Bozell is a construction contractor from Corona, California, who's filing a multi-pronged lawsuit against principals in his life, his neighbor, and members of his family. Sir, thank you and welcome to our program.
Thank you for having me.
And your attorney is who?
My attorney is Dolores Blazengame.
Did you spell that?
Yes, B-L, B as in boy, L.
A?
A-S-I-N as in Nancy, G as in gun, A, M as in Mary E.
Blazengame. And she's in Riverside?
Yes, sir.
Now, the lawsuit that I see here is for damages, pain and suffering. $50,000 is the standard.
When you file a civil claim in the state of California, all civil claims have to be a minimum of $50,000. I'm also asking $500 in out-of-pocket expenses and time for myself.
This was a surprise party you were giving for your wife, right? It was a Clue party. Tell me what a Clue party is.
The game of Clue is a board game that people are familiar with.
Okay. That's the one with Mr. Purple and all of that?
Yeah, it's a Milton Bradley game, and many people play this game now at home. At parties, they'll have murder mystery parties. And
okay, and their friends come over and play as the people.
Yes. And there are any number of chapters of fans of the game, clubs, and different people who organize these games. So it's a great way for people to become more familiar with the art of crime detection, as well as a great way to entertain friends over at your house.
All right, you organized a surprise birthday party for your wife, and it was going to be one of these murder mystery parties?
That is correct.
Okay, and when was this?
It was on April 3rd. My wife turned 37 April 3rd. I planned a surprise party for her on the Friday night before that, the 31st of March.
So there was a surprise party?
Yes, sir.
And did your wife know about what the party was going to be about? Or she didn't know there was a party, but you invited other people?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I'm sorry, I didn't say that right. Were other people were invited to the party they knew was going to be a surprise party?
Yes, that's correct. And my wife knew about my interest in the game Clue, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
And I also wanted her to become more familiar with it so she'd know the things that I'm interested in for our marriage. But I wanted this to be a surprise party, so I spent a good part of the day last Thursday and Friday organizing it.
Now, did you decorate the house?
Yes, I did.
With all the Clue stuff?
Yeah, I gave it a Victorian, candles and old pictures, this kind of thing. I also ordered through the Hartman Company in Denver, Colorado, a butler costume for myself. And you hide the different weapons. And
the butler, is that part of the game?
Yeah, there's a butler. So
this is all accounted for in the lawsuit that you filed on record with your attorney. Now, the guests were invited. Did they know the nature of the party?
Yes, sir. They knew it was going to be a surprise party.
But did they know it was going to be one of these murder mystery Clue parties?
No, that wasn't necessary. I mean, I didn't see any reason. All my friends know that I'm very heavily involved in the Clue clubs and in the Clue culture on the Internet. But nobody knew. But that's not the point. I mean, the guests began arriving, and I greeted everybody at the door. I was dressed in my butler outfit. And the Billups are a couple we know, and they arrived first. They were the first people that I noticed. They saw me in the costume. And I told them it was going to be a mystery party. And at that time, I noted that Ryan Billups, the husband, who's been a good friend in terms of our kids playing with their kids, I did notice that he kind of rolled his eyes at that moment.
So this gentleman evidenced, in your opinion, a negative reaction to your butler outfit and the nature of the party?
Yes, sir.
Continue.
The people arrived. I asked everyone to get behind the stairwell in our entryway. At that time, one of the people there, a gentleman named Jason Berry, gave me a look, which I noticed. And then my wife was going to arrive, but I also didn't also notice that he rolled his eyes. And my wife arrived.
All right, so these two men rolled their eyes looking at your butler outfit?
Yes, sir.
All right.
And then my wife arrived, and we jumped out. We yelled surprise. And at that point, things seemed to smooth out. I went out. I got refreshments. My wife asked me about my costume, and I told her it was for a murder mystery. mystery party. And at that time, she gave me one of these looks that I can't say it was they rolled out, but she gave me a look like I was, you know, like an idiot or something. And at that time, my son came back from a friend's house. We told him we're going to have a party. My son came in, and he saw me in the butler outfit, and I said, it's a surprise party for your mom. And he said, okay. So anyway, I began passing out index cards with the appropriate dialogue.
All right, now, in this Clue party, you read dialogue, and you're playing the game Clue as different characters. Is that right?
Yes, and you also have to guess who committed the murder, Mr. Purple or Mr. Green. These are different characters. We began reading the dialogue, and that's when Mr. Roy Hutchins, who is my neighbor to the east of me, he has a property that borders me just on the west side of his property, and he said the words, and I quoted it to my attorney, this is retarded, and he threw down the cards. And
okay.
And I tried at that time to explain to him that the clues may point to him being the murderer or so on, and so not to stop the game. Then other people began asking if we were going to eat, and that's when he said, and I'm quoting again, why don't you make use of the butler costume and go get some drinks? Everyone laughed. My son looked at me, and he laughed. And now I realized that my son was looking at me as if I was a butler, or, you know, that Mr. Hutchins had made my son laugh at me, and I'm in a butler costume. So what happened basically was the entire premise for the party being a Clue party and finding out who was the murderer, that is over. My son is laughing at me and saying, yeah, Dad, why don't you go get some drinks and make use of your butler costume in much the same manner as Mr. Hutchins did. And pretty much for the rest of the night, I was unavailable because I was a little bit emotionally distraught over the fact that we had planned this party, and I had gone out and made all the preparations, and now all people want to do is eat, and Mr. Hutchins called, used the word retarded, which I think is racist, and my son laughed at me being, you know, like someone's butler.
All right, so your lawsuit's asking for $150,000 pain and suffering. You want to be recouped your legal expenses as well as an additional $1,000 for your...
Well, that's for the time and the outlay of the materials, yes, sir.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Here on the Phil Hendry Show, we're talking to Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, who had a surprise birthday party. Can I ask you a question here, sir, before we go on?
Yeah.
Was the party at least fun for your wife?
I am not at this time really familiar or not, because after Mr. Hutchins had said, why don't you make use of your butler costume and go get us drinks, and then my son followed up with, yeah, Dad, be a butler and go get drinks, I went into the kitchen and I put some drinks on a tray with Diet Cokes and also orange Sprite. But then I basically went upstairs to the master bedroom and I remained there for a couple of hours. I was trying to pull myself together as best I could.
So, sir, you were not a part of the party. You were emotionally distraught to the point where you left the room.
That is correct. And
what was the toughest part of this for you?
The toughest part of this for me was to have my son look at me as if I was some butler on a plantation and say, yeah, go, I don't know if you're familiar with the butlers that you've seen. Generally, these are gentlemen who are African-American, of a lighter complexion, certainly, but still African-American. They wear a butler costume that is much the same as the one that I wore.
Well, yours was a costume, as in a costume that one would wear to a party. They wear some kind of a servant's a tuxedo, right?
Yeah, well, that's correct, yes. But to think that my son began to see me not as his father, but as a stratified African house manservant who's going to run off and get him his Shirley Temple while he cozies up to my neighbor, who suddenly is now more of an example of a man than I am, because my neighbor had, you know, okay, he ripped off a cute one and said, go fetch drinks.
So you're hurt by your son's reaction more than anything else, aren't you?
Well, yes, sir, but I'm also hurt by the fact that I was just getting into the game, and Hutchins got everybody, and everybody was getting into the game, but then the Hutchins said, this is retarded, and everyone went, yeah, yeah, it is retarded, and now they're all asking about eating. So in other words, if he hadn't said that, everybody would have got into the game, and we would have had fun.
So, Mr. And I understand that Mr. Hutchins has been named in this lawsuit, that he was essentially the instigator, but you've also mentioned your son mocking you. Now, you're a father and you love your son. Why do you name your son in this lawsuit?
Well, I'm not looking for damages from my son, but I'm naming my son so that it goes on to some kind of a civil record so that my son can remember how he pretty much stuck it to me and kissed up to the neighbor, because my neighbor got off one good funny line. I've gotten off probably millions of funny lines ever since the kid was born, but Hutchins pulls off one good one, and there's my kid all night long with Butler this and Butler that.
All right, sir, I think I got it. Let me give our number out, and then we'll be back with Mr. Stephen Bozell. 1-800-449-8686. So they have these murder mystery parties, these clue parties, and he had one that was a surprise party for his wife. He went out, got all the decorations, dressed up in a butler costume, which I guess is part of the game of Clue, and invited his friends. He also wrote down the dialogue on index cards, which I guess you do. When the neighbors showed up and his wife showed up and the party began, apparently the game didn't get off the ground when one of the neighbors said, this is retarded, threw the card down, and decided that they all wanted to eat. Mr. Bozell says that his son then started to mock him for the butler costume he was wearing, and Mr. Bozell was distraught enough to leave the party and not to be able to return. Now, he's suing for $150,000 plus $10,000 in time and expense and attorney's fees. You know, I honestly don't believe you can legally sue a member of your family, but he's not asking for damages. He wants his son's name to go on the court record so that his son will know he laughed at his dad for being a butler, I guess. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. This is one of these lawsuits that on the surface, I guess, is about family loyalty. But underneath it is really, it's just a party. A party gone bad in the mind of the host, but still just a party. And we'll talk more about it here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I will smother that boy in a pair of D cups.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And I am with Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California. Are you at your home, or I understand that you are out on a camping trip?
Right now I am in the lower Sierra Nevadas, just enjoying, kind of taking some time for myself. It's been a pretty emotional period for me.
Are you with your family?
No, sir, I'm not. It's a little tough to be with him.
You found a hard time to be with him after this?
Well, you know, I mean, my son laughed at me. Look, I'm
Well, you were in a butler outfit.
Yeah, but it was part of the butler outfit was part of the murder mystery party that we were at. And Hutchins says this is Mr. Hutchins said this is retarded. Tosses down the card and wants to know where the food is. You know, which I thought was already getting ready. We were having tri-tip, and my son goes, "Yeah, this is retarded," and he wants me to make him a Shirley Temple. And he's looking at me, see, Mr. Henry, one of the things I think you need to understand, a father needs to maintain his son's respect. I understand that you run a risk of losing your son's respect when you get yourself into a costume, if you will, that basically represents you as a house, the houseboy, you know. But my son should be smart enough to see through the houseboy outfit and know that I'm still his father and that he should have respect.
But you're not suing your son for financial damages just to, it sounds to me like you just want to scare him.
I want to teach the boy what it's like to see his name on a lawsuit.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me, Mr. Stephen Bozell from Corona. And here is Jennifer. Jennifer, go ahead.
Hi. Juan, I think there's total issues with this guy, Kay. His son was just joking around, you know, trying to have a good time, whatever. Secondly, he didn't even tell the people at the party that it was a murder mystery. Like, it's just, oh, hey, welcome to party. By the way, you have to do this crap. That's just not cool.
I think it's kind of tough to call it crap when you're walking into a man's house. You're eating, you know, you're drinking his beer and you're eating his food. And so, you know, I don't want to do this crap. Well, I think the least they can do is, you know, and then he says this is retarded. retarded and tosses down a card, and I'm standing there. I'm in a butler outfit.
Well, what do you expect? You invite these people over to your house for what they think is going to be a nice evening with their friends and all that stuff, and then you show up, and then they show up, and they have to find out that they have to participate in something. A little warning would have been nice. Trying to teach your son a lesson by putting his name on a lawsuit is ridiculous. My parents and I joke around all the time. I take fun of my dad. He makes fun of me.
You make fun of your dad? What do you say about, do you call your dad, like, the house boy?
No, and secondly, I heard you earlier, and
you
were talking about how your son now looks at you as a person, like a servant or something, and that's something for an African-American. I find that very racist.
No, ma'am. First of all,
not African-American.
My son, well, the last butler I saw, the last butler I saw was on a box of cream of wheat, okay? Have you ever seen the cream of wheat butler?
Yes.
Okay. And my son's looking at me like I'm that?
What's wrong with that? I mean, this is what the lady's saying.
Okay, how old is your son?
My son just turned 12.
Your son just turned 12. Okay, so he's obviously slightly influenced by people that are above him and stuff. When somebody makes a comment like that, I'm sorry, it's a little funny. He's probably going to laugh. You're still his dad. He's still going to respect you. My parents have done stupid crap in their life, and I still love them to death, and I still respect them. He'll grow up, and he'll learn that that was probably not the smartest thing to do. But throwing his name on a lawsuit, you're asking for him to lose even more respect for you.
All right. If you don't think that that's disrespectful, okay, what happens when my son starts to make jokes about, hey, boy, go out back, I got to tie you to the whipping post. See, it starts to go that way. And
what do you mean, hey, boy? What does that mean?
That's what they did to many of the house slaves. They would tie them to the whipping post if the cream of wheat wasn't done right, or if they're
that was so many years ago.
That was in the slave times.
Slavery.
Right. But what do I say?
Years ago, and yes, it still kind of goes on every now and then. And stuff. And no, it's not
okay,
right, and I
right
don't
there,
agree.
Right there, ma'am, you just
but
said
I think
it.
After one night, your son's not going to look at you after one night and go, oh, my dad's a servant, that's how I should treat him.
No, ma'am, you just said it right there. Yes, it still goes on every now and again. If my son gets to be older and feels that it's within his right to take me out back and tie me to a tree, okay, this is how it starts. And what I'm saying...
One comment does not lead to your son going out to the backyard and beating you up.
Ma'am, you may laugh about it.
Mr. Bozell, what we're laughing about is, do you really think your son someday is going to tie you to a whipping post?
No, I don't think he's going to do that. But what I am saying is this. Everything becomes an erosion of respect. I was standing there in a butler outfit. Yeah, it looked stupid. I had the pants cut particularly small, so it rode up in the crotch and a crack in my butt and all that. And yeah, okay, it's a big laugh, you know. Now the kid's looking at me with this, you know, with the crack up my butt and everything, and he's all, hey, boy, go get me a Shirley Temple.
Did he say, hey, boy, get me a Shirley Temple?
No, but he rolled his eyes like that.
Just roll your eyes. I roll my eyes at my mom all the time.
And when you roll your eyes at your mom, what are you saying?
I'm telling her basically to... And leave me alone.
Whoa. Watch the language. Can't have that on a radio. That's okay.
Well, what you're basically telling her is, hey, you crusty squack, get out of my face.
I roll my eyes at my mom,
God.
And that's kind of, I'm like the, oh, God, mom, don't put me through this. I don't want to listen to this right now.
Yeah, but in your mind, you think she's just some crusty squack.
No, in my mind, I think my mom is the most amazing woman in the world, and I love her to death.
There you go. See, that's a healthy ad. And your son probably thinks the same way about you.
Well, Mr. Hutchins was the one that called me a retard. He said...
No, he didn't. He said, this is retarded.
Yes.
Meaning the game.
Well...
He said, this is... The game was retarded. He threw the cards down.
But my son looked at me like I was some kind of a... You know, like a...
Your son's going to look at you like you're a complete nut.
Okay, like
you're
I'm a
mongoloid?
The
only one that's into it.
Can I ask you a question, ma'am?
He's going to get over it in a couple days unless you decide to drag his name into a lawsuit.
Exactly.
No, but can I ask the lady a question?
Go ahead.
Is it... Right, to look at your mom as if she's sort of stupid. Okay, that's one thing, okay? To look at your mom like she said something stupid. I understand that. But is it right to look at your mom as if she's a mongoloid?
No, but I'm pretty sure I don't remember you saying your son said that either. He's 12.
No. But if you're looking at your...
Give it a while, he's going to get over it, and he's going to forget about it until you drag it out.
But if you look at your mother, like she's stupid, I understand that. But if you give her just a look, not what Simon say, but if you give her a look like she's a mongoloid, now...
Well, what's the difference?
In what?
What does a kid look like when he's looking at you as if you're stupid?
Well, he gives you the eye-rolling thing.
All right, now what does he look like when he looks at you as if you're a mongoloid?
Like you're creepy, like you know, like he's in a zoo or something.
All right, Jennifer, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back at the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm talking with Mr. Stephen Bozell, who has filed a lawsuit in the state of California against, among others, members of his own family for a surprise birthday party gone wrong. It was going to be a murder mystery party, one of these clue parties that people have where the different guests play the part of the characters in the game. Mr. Bozell himself decorated the house. He dressed in a character costume, the butler, invited friends. His wife came. It was a surprise. But apparently he was mocked, or the people at the party didn't show much interest in the game.
Well, no, you had it right the first time, sir. I was mocked.
Well, but isn't it true they were bored? They didn't want to play the game.
Well, but it was Mr. Hutchins who said, this is retarded, and then threw the card down and then put his arm around my son like, you know, hey, you and me, buddy. And my kid looked over his shoulder like, yeah, Dad, you look like the cream of wheat guy. And
well, no, you see, you didn't say that.
Well, that's how he's looking at me.
You didn't say he said you look like the cream of wheat guy. That's how he's looking at you. Your son said, yeah, butler, go fetch me a Shirley Temple.
No, he said, yeah, butler, go get me a drink. Mr. Henry, I think it's important also to note that in the lawsuit if you've got it in front of you.
Yeah.
If you notice, there's a section on it. It's called exhibition, emotional exhibitionism. And what that means is, for a good part of the day on Friday, as I was making preparations for the party, you have to understand, I was wearing this butler, so-called butler costume. So I was going from store to store. I was going from different business to different business. I dropped my car off to have the oil changed and to have the muffler adjusted on it, and I'm standing in a mechanic shop with other men who also have nicer cars than me, and I'm standing there looking like, you know, some guy who you want to tie to a whipping post.
And all right, but what does that mean, exhibition? Was this emotional cruelty?
It was emotional cruelty visited on me throughout the day by my wife and son because I'm in a butler outfit standing at Amco Transmission.
Yeah, but they didn't put you in that costume.
No, but I'm saying as a result of what they'd done to me that night, the whole day was shot to hell.
All right, I got it. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go over. Erica, go ahead. Hi,
Am
Erica. Yeah, hi, Erica. You're on
okay.
The air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how's it going? I love
Good.
You guys' show. It's great.
Thank you.
Okay, now, I agree with this guy on the fact that, you know, the kids should respect parents. I totally agree. I understand. But the fact that he chose
you don't have to say that to make me feel better. I'm saying that.
Oh, I know. I'm not trying to make you feel better, dude. But.
Well,
the fact that you chose the butler costume as your costume,
that's what the game calls
for.
That's what the game calls for, ma'am.
You set yourself up.
The game calls for a butler outfit.
To be made fun of.
Ma'am, it's a
stop freaking out.
It's a costume party, ma'am.
Your son is going to disrespect you for putting him on that lawsuit because that is ridiculous.
No. First of all, does he have to look
before he is going to disrespect you even more now.
Does he have to look at me like I'm the houseboy? Does he have to look at me like I'm Hop Sing?
It sounds like to me he was just joking with you, and you need to chill out and quit suing people and crying on the air, for heaven's sake, over a joke.
If it's a joke, then why couldn't they just go along with the joke and play the game? See, that sword cuts both ways.
They could play the game because you freaked out about the butler costume.
No, ma'am. I organized a surprise party for the woman that I've been married to for the last 16 years, who turned 37.
Great. Wonderful.
All right. And now I've got my butler outfit on. Plus, all day long, I've been in and out of lube bays.
And what does that have to do with anything?
I'll tell you what's got something to do with it. If you're a man, if you're a woman, you can dress any way you want. People are going to go, it's a woman. She dresses, you know, women dress that way.
Right.
But as
and
a man.
If I dress like a hooker, I'm going to get treated like a hooker.
I'm going to get treated like a butler. Oh, I see. So, in other words, you condone rape.
What does that mean?
Well, she's saying she's going to get treated like a hooker if she's wearing all, you know, with her panties all showing and everything.
Depends on how people.
Whoa, wait a minute, everybody here. Now, wait a minute. Let's not get into rape.
No, she's saying if she's dressed where you can see everything.
No, she didn't say she wants to get raped. Look at. If you're in a butler outfit, first of all, it's going to look funny if I'm out in public and I'm in a costume. People have talked to me. If I'm like at a costume party, I'm on my way, and it gets, oh, wow, what are you going to a costume party? Yeah. I'm getting a bottle of booze or whatever.
But see, If you're in a liquor store getting a bottle of booze in a costume, people go, oh, you're going to a party. I'm getting my car lubed, and I'm wearing a butler costume where it rides up
all
the crack.
All I'm going to say is you set yourself
where it rides up the crack of my ass.
I got to get going. You need to chill out and take yourself off that locker.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to take up your time, Erica. Yeah, I'm sorry to take up your time. Blow it out your ass.
Oh, that's real great, sir.
Well, the lady is obviously mocking me.
Nobody is here to mock you, okay? No one's here to make fun of you. No one is here to do anything other than just try to get to the bottom of this. Cindy, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hi, I think that what I wanted to say is that I'm a mom, and I have a 12-year-old daughter. I've been a single mom for 8 years.
Uh-huh.
And I think that maybe this caller needs to look at his relationship with his son and maybe look at his feelings about himself, because...
Well, ma'am,
when you have,
I'm very confident in my own sexuality.
Well, here's my point, though, and I'm not, you know, certainly here to make fun of you or anything like that, but my point is this. If you've done a good job raising your son and seems to me you have a good marriage, it's not going to take one incident of your son making fun of you to make him lose respect for you.
A lot of people think it's about my sexuality.
Well, I'm not here to make judgments.
Nobody's talking about your sexuality.
Well, a guy over at the AMCO... a transmission place said that he could see it riding up the crack of my ass.
Okay, but you can't pay heed to what everybody says. You have to really think about the important things. You have a son who loves you. You have a wife that you're married to. If you think that this one situation is going to make your son lose respect for you, then maybe you need to look at your relationship with your son and wonder what else you need to do to fix it or to repair it.
What is that baby crying sound? Turn that off, please.
See, right there, Mr. Hendry, is an example, I think, of the way the media deals with...
That was a joke. Turn it off. Go ahead, Cindy. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, but you've got a baby crying. So, in other words, I'm a baby because I'm filing a lawsuit.
Oh, okay. I didn't make that noise.
About being a... Well, ma'am, somebody did.
No, it was my engineer.
Oh, see, the lady thinks it's... God damn it.
You know, I think that you just really need to realize that you're going to make mistakes with your child.
Can we turn that baby crying off, please? Forgive me.
Mr. Hendry, either this woman's doing that on purpose. Do you have children, ma'am?
I just said to you, I have a 12-year-old daughter, yes.
All right, what, is that her crying?
No, that's not me. He just said that.
A 12-year-old daughter? That doesn't sound like a 12-year-old girl. This is the guy doing it here.
So you're doing it, Mr. Hendry?
Yes, do you want to sue me?
Okay, well, see, the lady thinks you're funny, my son thinks Roy Hutchins is funny, everybody thinks everyone's funny, but I'm standing here like a horse's ass in a butler outfit trying to do the right thing.
Okay, sir, how do you feel that you're doing the right thing?
I try to get...
You're going to end up humiliating your son, and you know what? We all make mistakes with our children. I said sorry to my daughter for things I've done or said. You need to accept that it was a joke, and you need
right.
to move on. You
exactly.
need to make a better relationship with your son.
I mean, you're jealous. In a lot of ways, fathers get jealous of the attention that their sons may give to other men. Mr. Hutchins is your next-door neighbor, a friend of yours?
He was.
Well, all right. And your son knows him?
Yes, he does.
All right, he thought he said a funny thing.
Okay, and so then he goes off with Hutchins, and Hutchins says, hey, butler, go get me a drink. And my son's looking at me as if I'm as if I run off with the house slave, as if they want to tie me to the whipping post.
Maybe you need to sit your... Maybe you need to sit your son aside and explain
Mr. Hendry,
to him that...
You know what? I heard the baby cry one too many times, Mr. Hendry. You, the caller, your entire broadcast company can enter hell into GPS, follow the directions, and I hope you burn forever.
Oh, the guy hung up.
Oh, I guess so.
Wow.
He was
right.
a little upset.
Okay, Cindy, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For your call.
Bye-bye.
Will you turn that off? Enter hell into your GPS, follow the directions, and I hope you burn forever. Mr. Stephen Bozell and his jackass clue party, and I'm there like a horse's ass in a butler costume trying to do the right thing. Ha, ha, ha! Yeah, you bet, pal. Ha, ha! 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Crap is not really the word for it. Crap is solid.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You want to come back on the air after you told me to go to hell? Is that it?
I want to be heard because everybody was laughing at me. And as I mentioned, I was the one in a butler outfit.
You want to be heard, but you told me to enter hell into my GPS.
Yes, sir. I did. And I don't take it back. But I will say this. I am a father of a 12-year-old boy who someday may have me up on a block taking the highest bid, opening my mouth, checking my teeth.
What is this slavery thing that all of a sudden you're into?
Man, I can hear it. I can hear you laughing.
I'm not laughing. What is this? Your kid's going to have you up in a block checking your teeth.
Yes, sir. Because one misguided night, I slipped into a butler's pants.
1-800-449-8686. Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Henry. How you doing? This is Henry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want, my comment is that, you know, this guy's not really, I got a 7-year-old boy who looks at me weird, too, and that's just the way a kid is. There's nothing, he's not thinking
does
that
he
he's going to.
Does he look at you like you're fresh in the, you know, fresh on the yard?
No, he doesn't do that.
You know what I mean by fresh on the yard?
Yeah, I do.
What does it mean?
It means that you're a slave.
No. It means you're brand spanking new to the yard. It means you're in prison for the first time and you just come out on the yard. In other words, you're a fresh fish.
Wait a minute. Now your son's looking at you like you're a jail punk?
Yes, sir. See, that's what I'm saying. When your own son's looking at you like, hey, anybody come at you yet?
Get out of here, man, before I kill again.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. You wore the butler outfit all day long. You deserve what you got.
Are you playing that baby crying?
Turn the baby.
I deserve what I got. I deserve because I'm wearing a butler outfit. I deserve to be looked at like I deserve to be looked like they just tossed me into the tank and there's everybody there with tattoos and I'm wearing my Sunday best.
Why would you wear a butler outfit all around town all day?
Because, sir, it was part of the
for the party.
It was part of the costume that I put on because then I'm on my way out to get other things.
Then you put it on when you got home? After what you're doing on your errands?
You're talking to me like wearing a butler outfit violates the California vehicle code or something. I'm just saying that
Sir, if you're going to wear a butler outfit and you go to AMCO, you go anywhere else, somebody's going to look at you weird. They're going to look at you weird. And if you can't sue them because they look at you weird, man. And
I'm not suing them.
But you're suing your son and you're suing your mother and you're suing your wife and all of this crap. Okay, thank you very much, Dave. Lloyd, go ahead.
Oh, yes, Mr. Henry. I want to, first of all, preface my remarks by saying that I'm a Korean War veteran, and I fought for the right of this man to be able to, if he wants to put on a butler, a pair of butler shorts, then that's his.
They were not butler shorts, sir. They were full slacks.
All right, I can understand that.
Well, I don't disagree with that either.
Well, I'm hearing a lot of people. And I want to say to the gentleman, what is your name, sir?
My name is Steve Bozell.
Yes, sir. My name is Lloyd Bonafide.
Thank you. How do you do?
I do well, thank you. I want to say, I understand you're camping somewhere. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I just,
Do you have a place to stay?
Oh, yes, sir. I have a place. I've got my tent.
Well, I can come up. I've got canned goods. We've got a pantry full of canned corn.
Okay, right there. What does that mean?
I beg pardon?
What does that mean, you got canned corn?
Means he's offering you canned corn.
See, anytime somebody says to me, I've got canned corn.
I'm telling you that we've got canned goods, we've got artichoke, and canned corn.
Yeah, okay, sure.
What's wrong?
Well, you know.
No, sir, I don't.
But you got artichoke. Is that some comment on me choking it?
Jesus H., you really are a puss, aren't you? You know,
you called me a puss.
I called up in good faith to offer you corn in a can and artichoke, and now you say I think you're choking it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. Because I don't know what I'm saying.
I think you're so emotionally distraught.
Yes, that's it, Mr. Henry. This man is battier than he's got bats in a belfry. Now listen, I've got cans of corn, artichoke. And my wife has got some creamed spinach.
Oh, man, you are really asking for it.
Baba Booey, Baba.
Get out of here. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Oh, sweet God, do I got a rock.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I got just a minute or so left here, so I'm going to put, I have Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
Hi. And I have also Vanessa. Go ahead, ladies. Sarah, if you'd like to go, and Vanessa, you want to jump in with your thoughts?
Yeah, I just want to say that I give the guy credit for wanting to have a party and to do the things he did. It seems like to me that he really had good judgment on what he wanted to do for the party.
Thank you.
Okay.
This guy, though, he's a moron.
Okay, go ahead. Is this Sarah?
No, this is Sarah. Yeah, I will say that I feel that his son honestly doesn't have respect for him.
Vanessa talked, and now we're hearing Sarah. Go ahead.
Okay, I will say that I don't feel that the man's son has respect for his father. And I know that just by listening.
Like a pussy to me, if you want.
Would you please shut up? I'm talking to the ladies here.
Well, first of all, one of these squacks has got a radio turned up.
What do you mean, squack? I don't feel that. Yeah, the radio.
Anyhow,
is turned up.
Anyhow, like I was.
Go
saying.
Go ahead, ma'am. Yes.
Anyhow, like I was saying, I have.
Vanessa, are you there?
I have a 14-year-old son, and I will tell you that kid, what he was trying to do is get a. He was trying to get approval.
She's talking
okay,
to me.
He saw a way out to get even with his dad by doing what he did, and it was because I've had my son do that to me.
When that man called you a crusty squack.
Yes, I'm here. This is Vanessa.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.